When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You know, as we take a look at the NFL landscape here and we get ready to get into the playoffs with three games left to go, you know, the Lions remind me of what happened to the Miami Dolphins last year. You know, they were flying high and then all of a sudden late in the season, they lost a couple bad games and their defense fell apart because of injuries. I don't know how many injuries you guys had, Eddie. I know you're, the Dolphins are your team. But
it was significant.
It was significant, but nothing like that. I think the Lions right now have 22 worse. Guys on IR.
It works.
And it's a shame because, you know, I think a lot of NFL fans would have loved to have seen the Lions. Maybe they still will make it. I think, you know, Dan Campbell will stand in front of that team. No excuses, man. That whole kind of, you know, mindset, which I think is great. And I love the fact that he's not going to use injuries for excuses. But, you know, look, it's a war of attrition, the NFL season, especially with 17 games.
Yeah, it is, and you know I'm one of the few people that does not love the Lions story, you know, growing up the way I did, rooting for the Minnesota Vikings, but I agree. I mean, they are a likable team for a lot of reasons and a franchise who hasn't done it and hasn't been there, and you think about all the fans, and you know, it's sort of like the Cubs and the Red Sox and all those years or whatever, but yeah, I mean, it is a mess right now, and you also got to think, you know, when you have a coordinator who is as sought after as Ben Johnson, and he's probably going to leave this year, you just don't want to waste that. And I know they made it to the championship game last year, but they were the team for a majority of this season. And sort of the way I feel about Brian Flores. Like, I think Brian Flores is probably going to get a job this year, and, you know, he revamped that entire defense and has picked players and that general manager and taken guys off of other rosters who were nobodies and undrafted free agents and got them playing at an unbelievably high level. Like guys that, you know, the Houston Texans were like discarding that they pick up and are now players of the month for Minnesota. So the point is that, you know, they're not going to be the same without Ben Johnson. They're just not. So if they do fall apart on the other side of the ball, and Ben Johnson then goes to the rival Chicago Bears and they don't make it to the Super Bowl this year,
that's a double whammy for them. And, you know, like they're a team that averages, you know, 32 points a game.
That's crazy.
So they're going to have to do it with offense. And, you know, there was a lot of discussion about that the onside kick with 12 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And I know we touched on it a little bit yesterday. They attempted an onside kick against the Bills, 12 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And, you know, and they were asking Dan Campbell, you know, why did you do that? And, you know, he said, you know, this is one of these things that we do. I regret it now after, you know, after the play happens. Of course, he regrets it. And it's easy to second guess. And, you know, they were talking about it on the broadcast. And Tony was thinking that it was a little bit too early as well. I mean, my thing is that their defense was so decimated that if Dan Campbell said after the game, hey, guys, you know, you saw Josh Allen and how they were playing on offense, there's no way we're going to stop him. So the best way to win the game is to keep our defense off the field and him off the field and try to possess the ball for as long as we could and come away with points. And unfortunately, that particular play backfired on them. But that's going to be the way he's going to have to coach moving forward here now, because Aaron Glenn cannot be aggressive with his defense. They're going to have to me, you're not going to be putting guys on the island one-on-ones. You're going to be playing back. You're going to be playing, you know, kind of the umbrella coverages and things of that nature just to try to keep everything in front of you. So I just don't know how far they can go at this point because of the way that their team now has been decimated through injury.
Yeah, and a lot of these really good teams, I mean, you got to look at the other side of the ball. Obviously, the Lions we're talking about, the Bills have had back-to-back games where they've looked like a sieve, and the Baltimore Ravens have had their issues defensively this year. So when you talk about, you know, balanced teams, which team's defense is going to step up in these playoff games? Because there really hasn't been a great defense all year.
Kansas City.
But you'd say that's a great defense?
But no, I'm just saying they've been one of the best defenses in the league. The Houston Texans have a top five defense, believe it or not.
They're
not exciting to you right now, and maybe they, you know, maybe they'll get their game together here. But you know that's another team. The Rams' defense has gotten better as the year has gone on.
Well, they just got torched by the Bills, though.
I understand, but then they came back and they played a tough game against San Francisco and won it in the muck in Santa Clara.
Leaving the Eagles out was a bad one. Yeah, the Eagles for sure, and the Vikings' defense has been good. It hasn't been great. But the Eagles are probably
there's no team. There's no, you know, 2000 Ravens, 85 Bears.
And there never will be again.
No, nothing like that. Because right. the rules have changed significantly as well. But I don't know. Josh Allen is the difference maker right now. To me, he's the guy that even with a suspect defense, which they have, and they've played two pretty good offensive teams back to back now. You know, he's been able to overcome all of that. You know, only 1-1 in those games, but they also beat the Lions and the Chiefs.
Yeah. Now, are you more of a total yards or total points defensive guy?
I want the points first, and then I want the yards.
All right. So, top five points, least amount of points.
Okay, Kansas City's got to be right there.
Kansas City is, you know what? There's actually technically three tied for number one with the same amount given up.
Okay.
But Kansas City, so technically Kansas City would be three on this list because there's three teams tied at number one, but they're really fifth, if that makes sense.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. These are your teams. The Broncos, the Chargers, and the Eagles are all tied with 247 points given up. The Minnesota Vikings are next at 252, and then the Chiefs after that are 259.
All right, so who do you add up? You know, the Eagles have to be the best balanced team in the NFL.
Yep.
They have to be because they can run it. They have a big offensive line. The quarterback is a dual-threat quarterback. They got wide receivers who can break it, and they have a defense that can hold teams, you know, to a reasonable amount of points.
Yep.
So they, right now, as we sit here today, given, you know, they lost Brandon Graham, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So sitting here today, they have to be the number one team in the NFL.
I would say that, yep. I would agree. So the most balanced teams to me are the Eagles, the Vikings, and the Chiefs. Those are the three most balanced teams.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying that they're the best teams.
Well, now let's look at the coach and quarterback combination.
Well, obviously.
Like the coach and quarterback combination to me. And by the way, I think the Rams should be a part of that list because they've, the last 5 or 6 weeks, they've played a lot better.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And I don't know about the Chargers. The Chargers have had a strange, like...
That last week. I mean, I can't say anything positive to them if they got the crap knocked out of them by the Bucs.
I think they've lost three out of the last four. And it started with when Baltimore went out there and beat them in the Harbaugh Bowl.
That's right. Yep. And I did like the Chargers in that game, I think.
It's
going to be splitting hairs at the top of the NFC. It really is. And let's not forget the Packers are in there too. That's a team that's pretty decent on both sides of the ball.
I would say that to me, the Eagles or the Vikings are going to have the number one seed. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, I mean,
that would be amazing.
Yeah, I'm getting nervous now.
You getting nervous?
I'm getting a little nervous. Yeah.
Well, you get nervous. You're activated.
I'm getting a little nervous.
But I love when you get activated. I see the passion in you. I'll be watching Rangers tonight. I'll be passionate, and I'm watching my number one center minus 15 and my newly minted right wing minus 13. I mean, yeah, I'm like am I in number 20 whose jersey should go in the rafters when he's finally done playing as a Ranger, has got 3 goals in 30 games or 28 games.
You know, it's just like, you know, you read some signs and things, you know.
Yeah, like you're reading signs. I like it.
Well, there's just signs.
Okay, what's the biggest sign that you've seen thus far? Is it a positive sign or a negative sign?
No. It's just like things are so wacky that it's almost like, is this the year for a team like, all right, first of all, the fact that the Lions have been the best team, right? The Vikings, in all the years that they've collapsed, they've been the best team. Someone else comes up and nips them. So it's almost like they're now in the other side of things. Like the Vikings are ready to go up and get them and knock them off as opposed to the opposite.
Okay.
Now, Randy Moss, we hope he's healthy. But the fact that this is like my guy, they break out the 98 Vikings with Carter and Jake Reed. And they're paying homage to these teams of the past because Randy's not feeling well, and he's powering through this, and lets Moss cancer and the whole thing, and the whole community's behind him. We're hearkening back to the days of my absolute fevered fandom. So that's a sign. And we've got two quarterbacks that I've had to sit here and watch play terrible, both on that roster. And wouldn't it be unbelievable if the Vikings finally win a Super Bowl and both Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones get a ring as a Minnesota Viking? And by the way, first break, Monday Night Football last night, Dua Lipa song going into break.
It's a bird, you moron.
I understand, Jerry. But there's signs.
Wow. There's something special going on.
There's signs.
You can feel it.
It's just a wacky kind of year. And it's just, it almost feels like it would take something wacky like this for a team like that to get over.
Here's what I could see. I could see the Vikings and the Eagles in the NFC Championship game in Minnesota this time.
Oh, okay. I'll take that.
In Minnesota this time.
I'll take that.
And who is out there for the coin toss?
Randy Moss. Oh, I just got chills.
You're going to be uncontrollable.
You are
going to be out of your freaking mind.
Yeah, I mean, you know me. I'm either activated or I'm not, and that would be an activation spot.
But I don't know why you're not. You should be activated right now.
I am, but I'm just nervous.
I sound like you're cautiously optimistic.
I can't because I can't. You know what it's like, man. I can't go full. I just can't go full send yet. I can't. Now, because they clinch the playoff spot. They're going to be in the playoffs.
Spell check here now.
But I just got to.
And then you can hit send?
Yeah, well, true. I got to see where they end up. I got to see what seed they are. I got to see the match. I can't go full send yet. Because I just don't want to. I don't want to believe and then get killed again.
I mean, they do have the toughest remaining schedule. I will say that.
Yeah.
I would say out of the Lions, Packers, and Vikings, I would say the Vikings have the toughest schedule. They're at Seattle this week. Maybe no Geno Smith. Then they have Green Bay at home, and then they have to go to Detroit. And that Detroit game could be flexed into prime time, and that could be a game for not only the number one seed, but obviously for the NFC North, assuming that the Lions can win at Chicago this week.
Yeah.
And then win at, I don't see them beating San Francisco, do you? Not with this defense the way it is. That's the Deebo Samuel game. That's where he has like 12 catches and three touchdowns.
Yeah, we had that major drop last week.
Right.
Yeah, but this is exactly what I'm saying. Like, it's just, they could still very easily be a five seed. And that's just tough. That's just a tough road.
So I'll tell you, five going to four, which would most likely be Tampa Bay.
Yeah, but it's not so much that first matchup. It's just having to play every one of your playoff games on the road.
Giants did it twice. No, Giants did. Yeah,
But the Giants are an outdoor team. Like, they, you know what I'm saying? It's like when you get these guys outside on grass for multiple weeks against the best teams in the NFL, that's generally when they end up losing. It's just what it is. You know, like the Minneapolis Miracle happens, and then the next week they get outside on grass against Nick Foles and the Eagles, and they get their asses handed.
I will say that Sam Darnold has been given a lotto ticket. Now, he has to obviously make the plays, and he has to do it himself, but he's been given a really good offensive team, a tremendous offensive head coach, and a pretty damn good defense. He has been handed the lotto ticket.
Yeah,
take this team to the Super Bowl, man. Man, I who knows what kind of contract he's going to end up with.
Yeah, and it's going to be from another organization, unfortunately, because they believe it's the system out there. They want to be having a starting quarterback is on a rookie contract, so he's going to go somewhere else.
Never know, man.
I mean, if he ends up taking them all the way to the Super Bowl, then yeah, I'd love to keep him, but I just feel like this has been the plan all along.
Remember, you guys got rid of Case Keenum and brought in Kirk Cousins.
That's right.
Yeah, the Minneapolis Miracle and everything.
Never got farther than that. Never got farther with Kirk Cousins than we did with Case Keenum. Crazy.